We are now reconvening with the Economic Community and Development Committee joint meeting with Board of Supervisors. We will begin with an introduction from members of that board.
Katie Marshall, student member.
Anmol Daruka, chair.
Sean Fishburne, member.
Jared Lash, staff liaison.
Thank you. The show's yours.
Thank you. So we are, of course, ECDC, the Economic and Community Development Committee. Our primary objectives are to examine the short and long-term economic needs of the township. We also are tasked with making recommendations to the Board of Supervisors on various strategies and projects that are community-oriented. And we also try to foster collaboration between the township and businesses. So that, in a nutshell, is what our purpose is. I'm pleased to say that this year we have a full board. Last year, this page was littered with the word vacant. This year, the word vacant is nowhere to be found, and we have three new members. I'll start by saying congratulations to Linda Bemke, who is now our vice chair. She's actually serving double duty temporarily until we find a secretary, and you may remember secretary was vacant last year as well, so that's a work in progress. But we've also got a new member, Sean Fishburne, who's seated to my left. We've got Jenny Popowitz, who is our newest member, and we've got Shania McLean, and we've got Apoorva Gandhi just joining us now, who's been a longtime member. So that's our group. We're a strong board, and I'm happy to be chairing the committee for 2026. So one of our major initiatives is to spotlight small businesses. You know, this is something where we've historically tried to collaborate with the BID. It's an initiative that Apoorva and Sean are very close to. We essentially try to build a pipeline of small businesses that we can shine a spotlight on and just get their stories out there and see what they're doing. And one of the ways we do that is, again, partnering with the BID. They maintain a small business directory. Sometimes there are some gaps in that directory, and we're trying to work on a data-driven way where, you know, either through the planning or permitting process, we can come up with a way to feed the BID some information where they can get a better view on businesses that may be coming down the pipeline. But Apoorva or Sean, if you want to spend a couple minutes on what you guys are doing on small business, that would be great.
Yes, sure. We typically put a spotlight on one business at a time, and we go talk to them, get to understand what their story is, and then put it out with a little bit of graphics and on our website, but also in our weekly newsletter that comes out every Friday, and it's available for everyone to look at. And we have had some pretty good responses, actually. People have reached out to us looking to be spotlighted, and especially if they are new or doing something different or opening a new location or something like that. Sean, if you have something else.
And we also, with the small businesses, we try and get the small businesses more involved with the community. I'm a small business myself, and this year was our first year that we participated with the KOP Cares. We were one of the, KOP Cares has like the big sponsors, but they also have the smaller sponsors, and that's what the smaller businesses are more geared to. And that's what my business, we were the, I forget what it's called, but it was one of the, like a golden sponsor. So it's just a good way. A lot of the small businesses don't really advertise. It's a lot of word of mouth. And this is a good way to get the word out.
And those are two actual spotlights that you see on the slides. Those aren't just placeholder graphics. So we're really proud of that initiative. And kind of fresh off the press, just off our coming off our meeting on Monday, we've been fleshing out an initiative where we want to do some sort of small business seminar or series where, you know, I think the way we started thinking about it is a half day of programming where we invite entrepreneurs, small businesses, existing small businesses, folks that might be thinking about starting a small business in Upper Marion, and partner them with consulting resources, you know, accounting and finance professionals that consult for free. And again, very early stages, but it's actually interesting to me. I didn't realize how many resources like that there are out there in Montgomery County and Greater Philadelphia. So We think we can probably do like a half day of programming or maybe some sort of ongoing series where we can really just invite a crowd in and partner them up with various resources. So more to come on that, but we just started talking about that on Monday. So we'll flesh that out for sure. Another initiative is just general community support. There's a lot that happens across the township in terms of corporate citizenship. We want to do our share, and part of what we've done for the last couple of years, and Paul Kubler's not here, but Paul actually works for PICO, and he's done an amazing job just leveraging that relationship that he has with PICO and inviting them to the township to basically be a resource for individuals that are struggling to pay their energy bill, or generally just make the township and the community aware of what programs there are. And you know, sometimes it's a bit challenging to keep track of this. If you look at the flyer or you look at the website, it's this kind of hodgepodge of acronyms that aren't really easy to understand. And actually having a representative from the company come in and talk in detail and answer questions, I think has been well received, and we look forward to continue to do that. I think, the next step is what other companies or utilities can we invite that might be able to do the same thing? And I think that's really about trying to find the right connections, the right contacts, and just doing the work of outreach and seeing where that leads. So that's another initiative we're proud of, but we want to build on. And then kind of our signature initiative. So you may remember in this setting last year, it was just kind of like I talked about the small business seminar. It was just an idea that we had where we wanted to establish a township-wide volunteer event. I couldn't be happier with how the inaugural event went. I mean, I think it was amazing. We couldn't have done it without support from the township, from the bid, from other citizen boards, groups like Wegmans that donated to our thank you event. The survey results came in fantastic. I mean, look at the last bullet there. 100% said they were very likely to return next year. We will be back this year. But as a recap, we had 9 events. We had 100 volunteers, 300 hours of service almost. Very strong survey results. And some of what we did, park cleanups, trail maintenance, card making. We had a coffee cart at CHOP. Katie, it's probably worth talking about what Shade Tree did as well.
So I've worked a lot with Shade Tree in the past, and during this event we did a maintenance of like the little trail behind the and so there was like we like mulched the trees and we like got to walk through that, and it was really cool to like kind of combine that work that I do on this board and also with the Shade Tree Commission.
So we're looking forward to making this bigger and better. We want to do it every year for many years to come. We're honored to have received a BCA grant. We're going to put that to very good use. I think we've already gotten feedback from CHOP, Shade Tree, potentially EAC, and maybe we can do something around Sound the Alarm. We're taking all ideas, all feedback, all projects. And again, hoping to make this bigger and better. We want to expand the number of days. We want to expand the number of events. So again, anybody that has feedback, anybody that wants to participate, will definitely start spreading the word, and you'll be hearing more and more as the weeks and months go on. And by the way, we recruited Sean from the trail cleanup, or yes. The one you led.
Yes. Yeah.
So not only was it a great event, we got a board member. The other interesting nugget was we actually had a mother and daughter come from outside the township and say they appreciated this event because they didn't have anything like this in their community, and they were looking to build their volunteer hours, I think, for a school project. So just all the feedback we had was very positive, and again, we're very happy with that. Oh, we do have, yeah, so we do have the date. So it's going to be September 16th through 19th this year. So please mark your calendars, more to come. we're taking in projects right now, and so looking forward to that. Participation in the comprehensive plan, this is mostly around attainable housing. We again want to see what we can do in terms of attainable housing. I think what Supervisor Garzillo has tasked us with is to try to come up with one or two ordinances, or not ordinances, but recommendations, kind of low-hanging fruit, where we can make meaningful change that won't require vast legislative changes, to put it simply. So we're currently working on draft recommendations around ADUs and fees in lieu. So we're hoping to kind of craft that in a way where we can make meaningful change, but more to come on that. We're very interested as a board in attainable housing, and it's obviously a hot topic nationwide. So guest speakers, you know, we don't like to make assumptions. We don't pretend we know everything. We like to hear from the experts, and some of those experts are, you know, the BID, Habitat, anybody else that wants to come and speak. We've had great success just having conversations with different people for the last couple of years and hearing them out. Another initiative we'd like to do or bring back is the quarterly mixers with the other citizen boards. That predated me, but I've heard a lot of positive feedback, and it's just a matter of, you know, rebuilding the board and assigning things out and prioritizing things, but we will definitely bring that back and probably include the BID as well and make that an ongoing event. Linda, our vice chair, is sitting on the America 250 committee, so there's been a lot of discussion around that for obvious reasons. That's something where I think everybody is in the loop on. That's obviously not just ECDC, that's a very big topic that we are participating in. But that's what we're working on in a nutshell. I ran through that pretty quickly, but happy to answer any questions, or if I missed anything, guys, feel free to mention it. Jarrett was our MVP for the week of service, our logistics MVP for the week of service. I should have called that earlier.
Well, thank you for the presentation. I was trying to find out from Bill Daywell when the next Sound the Alarm is.
Okay.
And I don't remember if it's June or September, but we'll definitely make that connection so that you can assist with that if possible, because it's twofold. Number one, it's getting you out into the community, meeting basically the people of the community, and more importantly, it's providing a great public service. And we've got a lot of smoke detectors to give away, so it's a great event. The one thing that I wanted to mention, other than thanking you for your service, because I know that all of our boards put in an enormous amount of time, yours brings about specific challenges just because of the nature that you have to look at the community and try to figure out where should we be going. So you're really helping us develop a vision for the community. But one of the things that you mentioned about small businesses is recognizing them and putting their articles in. We have over the years recognized milestone achievements of small business. We did Angela's Pizza for their 50 years. We did Armando's Barbershop at 50 years. And many people don't remember, but we did Michael's Deli at 30 years when Michael Centrella retired. So those types of milestone events, we would love the opportunity if you're finding them out there. We know some of these businesses have been around for decades, but if you're coming across some that come across some, you know, significant event or significant period of time they've been in the township, we'd love to recognize them.
Definitely.
So keep that in mind. With that, Greg?
I'll go. And that actually just gave me an idea, because at a recent ribbon cutting, Montgomery County came with a certificate, which, from what I understand, they provide to all new businesses. It's just like a certificate of appreciation. So on top of what Vice Chair Genoway is suggesting, maybe something small like that, and to work with the King of Prussia District or the Montgomery County Chamber of Commerce to do ribbon cuttings for all these businesses as a way of helping to give them a little bit more publicity. And to make them feel good about being in the community as they should. But before Vice Chair Genoway led with or concluded with his comment about milestone achievements, I just wanted to say, obviously, thank you for all you've done. As Ann Mullen, I think maybe some of you also know, I used to be chair of the ECDC for several years prior to being elected to the Board of Supervisors. And the ECDC does have a very long and distinguished history, certainly predating my time on it, but on my time on it, came up with the idea of the township's tricentennial celebration. It played a key role in advancing the idea of the community center, and it also helped to sort of vet the idea of the King of Prussia Business Improvement District, or now just the King of Prussia District. To me, the ECDC has always been like the idea generator in Upper Marion Township, and just my opinion, I thought the ECDC was best when it was taking big swings, and not every big swing is going to wind up with a hit. You're going to swing and miss sometimes, but you'll also hit some home runs. So thank you all for everything you do, and I'm looking forward to attending another mixer. So,
yeah, that's a great idea to do the mixers again. I miss those. And I was on the ECDC, I think, when you were first a supervisor. I was on the ECDC at the time when we were planning the tricentennial. So that was a huge thing back then, 2011, 2012, and 2010, I think. I started on this ECDC in 2010. So that's, yeah, we both have that history in common. And as he said, we had come up with ideas and presented certain ideas to the supervisors back then, and some were accepted and some were not. But, you know, not everything works out. So thank you for all that you do. And I'm very happy to see a student member on this board. I was just asking the previous board, you know, you don't have a student member, can you get one? And I'm going to look into possibly getting student members on some other boards and authorities. So I think it's really great that we can hear from students that are younger, they're our future leaders, and they come up with a different idea, a different mindset. And we need to keep progressing. I'm on the older end of the spectrum. I want to see newer people come along, you know, with their ideas and take their place. So thank you, and thank all of you for all that you do.
And we appreciate you constantly instilling in us to think big, and we'll definitely take that away.
Thank you.
We do talk about some big, they might be, you know, home runs, they might be big strikeouts, but we do talk about different, you know, ideas. Hopefully we can present some to you.
Some of them are more aimed at businesses, and others are more community oriented,
exactly.
And that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Both, not too much work, right?
So this is how I like to see it work. I've been communicating with Bill Daywalt, Deputy Fire Marshal. September 19th is the next scheduled date.
Nice.
I told him that's your day, your week of service. So there's Bill's email and phone number. So you can link up, and he said he would welcome the help.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Anything else? How about from members of the ECDC? Anything? Hearing and seeing?
We work really well as a group, especially after working on that day of weekend of volunteer. We are kind of charged up. A lot of new ideas, and it's good to be working together.
It's great to see the work that you've done. I mean, you've made some great strides in the past couple of years. So thank you for that week of service. I think that makes a big difference in getting people together and building the community. And that's one thing we've been working on now for a decade, is build the community of Upper Marion Township.
For sure. Much appreciated.
So thank you all.
Thank you.
And we will now recess, and we will be back shortly with the Planning Commission.